You know what they say, the book is always better than the movie. You can probably come up with exceptions, but that old adage is a motivator for the people charged with turning books, plays, or television shows into movies in the first place. The screenwriters. What does it take to turn a story told in one medium into a hit film? In the weeks ahead, we're going to explore that question with some of the nominees in this year's Best Adapted Screenplay category of the Academy Awards. The Oscars take place February 26th, and the five films nominated for this award take their inspiration from novels, a political drama that played on Broadway, and a true-life David and Goliath business story from the world of sports.
What's your biggest fear? A baseball being hit in my general direction?
That's funny. Seriously, what is it?
No, seriously, that is.
That's a scene from the film Moneyball, based on Michael Lewis's book of the same name. The other nominees are Hugo, The Ides of March, The Descendants, and Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. To give us an overview of the category itself, we've called Sasha Stone. She's the founder and editor of the Awards Daily blog, and she joins us from NPR West. Sasha, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so looking back at the group of nominees for Best Adapted Screenplay, they're really different movies. I mean, The Ides of March is this kind of political drama, The Descendants, this family story, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. And Hugo, which is a kids' movie, is that typical of the category to have such a broad range of movies?
It is typical in a way, but when you kind of drill down into it, you'll see similarities, which is that they're all five male-driven storylines. And thematically, they're all about a central character who's kind of lost and searching, to redefine himself in the world that he's living in. And they all kind of follow that pattern. With Ides of March, it's a moral decision that Ryan Gosling has to make. And in Moneyball, Brad Pitt is reinventing, he's an outcast reinventing the rules of how they play the game of baseball. Tinker Tailor is smiley, not sure of who's around him and who he can trust. And in The Descendants, George Clooney is discovering that his wife has been having an affair, and now she's in a coma, and he has to sort of, reinvent his parenting and who he is as a man and as a citizen of Hawaii and what he wants for the future. And then, of course, in Hugo is living, on his own in a train station, and he doesn't know where his next meal is coming from, let alone where he's going. And so in a way, they're all lost, they're all looking for something, and by the end, they're all sort of found.
At its most basic, what makes an effective film adaptation?
Well, the first thing you need is to be a strong Best Picture contender, because the adapted screenplay race is very closely married to Best Picture. It has less to do with a great adaptation, which is what we sort of hope it would be,
You would think.
and more to do with how successful is this contender in the race.
Okay, so
Sorry to
let's,
have to
for
tell
the
you.
sake of argument, put aside the fact that all these have to
Okay.
be really good films. Is there any criteria for judging an adaptation that requires some kind of analysis of how closely the ultimate screenplay mirrors the original source? Do people even think about that?
No, you'd think so. They really don't. I think that the exception this year would be Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, which really is a very, very tight, very kind of honorable, faithful adaptation to the John le Carré novel.
I said that she had information concerning a double agent. Look, I just wanted to get the proper attention.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, it was also a miniseries, a television series, right?
It was a beloved miniseries, and when people heard that they were making a movie out of it, they thought, oh, it'll never live up to the miniseries. Why would they bother doing that? But Bridget O'Connor and Peter Strawn actually really wrote a great adaptation of the novel and managed to condense it into movie length very, very well, I thought. And the other really faithful adaptation is The Descendants.
Sid's coming over.
Who's Sid?
Really good friend from Pinhole. We're in school together for years.
Do I know his parents?
The author, Cowie Hart Hemmings, was allowed on the set every day.
Is
And
that
she.
normal?
No, they don't want the writer on set because they don't want to have every decision questioned. But in this case, Jim Burke, the producer, had seen the unpublished manuscript of Cowie Hart Hemmings' The Descendants and fell in love with it. And therefore, he was motivated, and Alexander Payne, the director, to really make sure that they were faithful to her original source material. And whether that means that will carry you to a win is a different question.
Sasha Stone is the founder and editor of the blog Awards Daily. Sasha, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
Next week, we continue our look at this year's contenders for Best Adapted Screenplay with John Logan. He wrote the screenplay for Hugo. That lovely music we're hearing right now is from that very film. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.